going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Mark Ross, NFL Network analyst. NFL Network, by the way, provides live coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft in Green Bay beginning tomorrow at 8 p.m. when that thing starts. 3 hours and change of entertainment coming up as find out who's going to trade and who's going to take and who's right on guys sliding up and sliding down and getting bad mouth and short arms and and everything else. Mark, good morning, man. How you doing?
Great. You hit it all. There'll be a lot more, too, but you got the basic pillars there, draft weekend.
By the way, something happened yesterday. I just got to share before we get into it, and I've enjoyed the heck out of all you guys' shows that you've had, Path to the Draft here. Last couple weeks has been really fun to watch on NFL Network. So I don't know if you saw it. Devontae Adams was talking about Aaron Rodgers and was on one of these podcasts and says, man, he's looking for a team that really wants him. I mean, like so when he went to Pittsburgh, he didn't get – they didn't stroke him enough. And I don't – what's that mean? Like when a guy, like for what he's done in his career, like what? Like, what is Pittsburgh supposed to applaud him and go, Hall of Famer? I'm just shocked at this stuff. Like, everybody thinks that we're not treating him with enough respect, and he doesn't feel loved enough. He's waiting for more love. I don't know if he needs a head coach to call him or what.
It's really sad at this point. You know, he went from, in my view, annoying years ago to now it's almost pathetic at this point. And the Jets bring him in to talk to him face-to-face and tell him, he says, well, he shouldn't have flew me across the country. But you know, if they would have called him, he would have said, well, they didn't even have the the courage to do it face to face. So you just can never win with him. He's one of those that it's everybody else's fault but his, and it just has a just an unbelievably skewed view of himself at this point. It's like, just stop, just go away, please, at this point.
Yeah, I'm with you. And by the way, we're from small towns real close to each other outside of Sacramento. I know. Hey, so I got to ask you, Steelers are sitting here, no matter what they say, they're not going with those two quarterbacks they have. I mean, unless they got to draft one, don't they? Now, there's a team that truly has to go, well, we can't really hide this one. We need to take one of these guys.
Yeah, I don't think there's any more desperate position in the draft but the Steelers and quarterback. I mean, it'd be one thing if Mason Rudolph was a total unknown and we could try to at least sell it, you know? Like, well, this guy we drafted, this new guy we brought, but we've seen Mason Rudolph with the Steelers. We've seen Mason Rudolph with other teams. What are you guys doing up there in Pittsburgh? And, you know, it's really amazing at this point that they've had so many years to try to at least have someone adequate behind center, and they're in a worse position now than they were, let's say, 2 or 3 years ago. And you're going into the draft, there's not many quarterbacks, but they've got to get somebody at some point early. They can't wait to third or fourth round and say, oh, well, let's just try to draft this guy and hope he's something.
Mark, you've been doing this with teams, professional teams, as well as NFL Network for a long, long time now. Explain, I have never seen through all the years a guy that looked like at first he might be the first overall pick. Then he was going to be the second pick. Now we got people saying he might go in the second round in Shedeur Sanders. Has he dropped that much? And what did he do? We had people saying, well, he had bad interviews. He's cocky. People are afraid of his father. What's your take on what's going to happen with Shedeur Sanders and what the knock is?
Yeah, well, first, coming in every draft season the year before where they do all the mock drafts, they basically just put names out there who they know. And everybody knew Shedeur Sanders. So it was easy to say, well, Shador's going to be the next pick next year because he's going to draw clicks. So that's going into it. And then throughout the season, you know, the production goes and really not a lot of people see him. And then the more people evaluate him on film, real NFL people evaluate, then you start seeing, well, there's some flaws here and, you know, the true value. And I think definitely with him throughout this draft process, there's always strengths and weaknesses, pluses and minuses, especially during the interview process. But him, there's really been no prospect like him as far as off the field and what he's done and his personality and, of course, his dad. There's been nothing like that. So that is going to naturally turn teams off, whether it's justified, whether it's right or wrong. There's going to be people that don't like that. And we could have another show and get into those reasons, but that is just a fact. So therefore, he'll get even pushed down more by some teams because of that. And I think it's just at this point, it's going to be fascinating tomorrow night to see actually where he goes and how much of this is smoke and if there is that one team. I can't see the Steelers passing on him. Let's just say that, though. I can't see him going past 21. And with the relationship with his dad and Mike Tomlin and him going on that visit and talking so much about Tomlin reminding him of his dad, I think that's his floor right there of where he'll go.
Yeah. So, Mark, I got to ask you down here. You're aware of everything going on down here. You and I have been talking about it for a couple of years now. The 13th pick, 48th, and 98th, and we got three desperate needs. Not little needs, especially if Jalen Ramsey's going to get traded here, which Chris Greer's already said we're going to trade him. So you've got two cornerbacks you need. You've got a couple defensive tackles you need because you lost to two of your veterans that were playing, and you need help on that offensive line. There's no way around the guard help. So how do you cover all those if you're the Miami Dolphins, starting with that 13th pick and knowing the draft's going to be a big part of fixing the problem?
Yeah, well, first of all, you can't overvalue players because you have those desperate needs. So, you know, let's not take a DT at 13 if there's not someone there that we feel is worthy of that. So you got to set your board and take the players accordingly. Now, you'll definitely massage it to say, all right, we have these needs, and we're going to put these needs over top of some other players that we may have of equal or close value.
Right.
So that's the way you got to set it. And with those picks, you know, realistically, it's a really good year for corner. DT, there's some depth there, some solid guys. So realistically, with all those picks, you should be able to go in there and at least draft those players. Now, you still got to hit on them. You got to hit on them. And people ask me about the Eagles and their success. Oh, how they? Well, because they hit on almost every draft pick over the past 4 years. There's no secret,
right,
Joe. There's no secret to what anyone does in the NFL. Zero. Everyone's trying to build through the draft and sign good free agents and do the cap. There's no secret. The secret is you have to hit on the players, whether you draft them, whether you sign them, whether you extend your own guys. You just got to make the right decisions and hit on them.
Mark,
it's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I was just watching some of your shows, and everybody's been going through needs. You know, they put the bottom of four or five top needs or two or three top needs. Everybody's looking for offensive linemen. Everybody's out, especially teams that are really struggling at the top with quarterbacks. Usually with poor quarterback play comes bad offensive lines. So how quickly do the Dolphins need to get to a guard and maybe a tackle as well?
Yeah, I had a radio show in Atlanta yesterday. They were asking the same thing about their O-line, and I said, yep, well, there's 30 other teams, and 29, they're saying the same thing as you are. And, you know, the outside of the Eagles, let's just talk about them. There's really not that many teams where they're saying, yeah, they're O-line. And you watch a game and say, man, their O-line's really good.
Really good.
The quarterback makes them look better until they can't. Let's talk about the Eagles in Kansas City last year. You know, there's only so much Mahomes can do. But as far as the Dolphins, and they're even more of glaring for them because of Tua's inability to get out of the way. We've talked about this over the years since Tua got drafted, where the Lamars of the world, the Josh Allens, Patrick Mahomes, when plays break down, they can save some bad offensive line by getting out the way to make a play. Something breaks down up front for the Dolphins, the play is over because Tua's not going to be able to make a play with a guy in his face or get out of the way. So, yeah, they're going to have to attack that position and get as many bodies up front and have competition to make sure that's fortified.
Mark, we're going through. There's more about Tyreek Hill and this split up with his girl, and some stuff's leaked out through this divorce and the complaints along with the 911 call. So we've got that. What do you do? And he still might be your best player. I don't know how you rank players, but he's still really good. I know his year was not great last year. I don't blame him for a lot of that. How do you handle that situation if you're in that front office?
Yeah, it's and those guys know him a lot better. With the Giants, look, we didn't have all Saints in there. We had some guys that we had to handle a little bit differently than others. But the more productive you are, the more tolerant you are of that off the field, the off the field issues. And with Tyreek, it just seems as if it's just never ending. That's the frustrating thing with him. And this has been going back to college. You know, that's why he had to transfer schools, and that's why he didn't get drafted high. It's always been something with him, and probably won't stop. But you know, as long as he produces, Chris Greer and Mike are going to put up with it. And then as soon as he slows down, then it'll be a different story of, okay, Tyreek, go kick rocks.
Yeah, no question. Did the Jalen Ramsey news last week surprise you a little bit so close to the draft?
No, there's always those sort of, you know, he's in that sweet spot of an older player, you know, high money. You know, it's that sweet spot of you always see these sort of guys where they're talking about they might be on the move and, yeah, teams may be acquiring and they might not be in a good situation. So, no, that not at all. And his personality, another one where his personality a little bit like, all right, guys, it's time for me to go. So, no, that definitely did not surprise me with Jalen.
You knew, by the way, congratulations. You do know him. I always tell everybody, some guys you just leave alone on the road, and he's one of those guys nicely that you just leave alone, boy, with that
I still remember our combine interview with him. He just has that personality. Good for, you know, it's made him a success,
yeah,
and
that's
right. Probably what drives him and fuels him. So he won't apologize to anybody.
Hey, can they trade him? By the way, it's one thing to say you're going to trade him because, you know, it's a big guaranteed contract. Do you think they can trade him? He's still a good player, but I still think he's a good player. I don't know if he's top three or four, but he's still a really solid player.
I think it'll be really hard. Yeah, I think it'll be really hard. Again, just that number and on the decline, he is still a good player, but not the Jalen Ramsey that you want to get. And, you know, on a bargain basement type situation, you know, possibly, but I can't see it really being realistic.
Hey, Mark, if he comes back after Chris Greer's already said he wanted to come back and I'm going to trade him, good luck with that one. The old wife told me she's leaving me, and now she's telling me to come on
actually,
back.
No.
I mean, I just, first thing when I heard that and Chris said that, and I know he's trying to put a positive spin on it, it's time to move on, and I'm like, boy, you better make sure you can get this deal done.
Yeah.
Or you want to talk about problems with chemistry on a team. That ain't going to be a pretty one right around there.
No.
Yeah, that'd get a little crazy. Hey, Mark, have a good one, man. I really appreciate you coming on to talk a little bit about the upcoming draft. You expect a lot of trades before I let you go or not?
No, I don't. I've talked about this. It's just I don't think there's a lot of play. You know, usually, first of all, quarterbacks drive a lot of trades. You know,
that's right.
That's number one. And then there's not a lot to trade for, so that'll slow it down. And then I don't see many blue chip players or top notch players that teams will desperately say, I gotta go have that guy. So I expect it to be a relatively drama free draft. But look, there's always something in draft weekend. So, but not a whole lot.
Mark, thank you. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, sure thing. All right. My pleasure.
Mark Ross, NFL Network analyst, going to be busy with the NFL draft starting tomorrow night. NFL Network will have all your coverage from 1 to 32. And we got Clayton McCullough, Marlins manager. What a great story this has been, man. And they got a game at 110 going for the sweep today against the Reds. We'll have the skipper next.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill it deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.